drasha for Seder Tazria Tavshin Samaches, man and the animals, creation and Torah. Rashi in the beginning of the Sedra brings down the Medrash from Vayikra Rabba that just like the creation of man was after all of the animals, so too the Torah of man is said after the Torah of the animals in last week's Sedra, which dealt with the laws of Kashrus, which animals and birds and fish are permitted to be eaten and which ones not. Rabbi Yerucham of Mir explains that this is not just a nice connection and parallel, but that Torah and creation are one in the same. For Torah was the blueprint for creation, and the creation is just a manifestation of that blueprint. And therefore, whatever is in the Torah is exactly as what is in creation. Whatever's in creation is what's in the Torah, and therefore they have to be parallel. So if man was created after the animals, his Torah is also manifested after the Torah of the animals. The Maral adds another dimension. The Torah is not only the foundation of creation, but it is the fulfillment and the ultimate perfection of creation. And that's why when the world was created, it was created on condition that the Jewish people receive the Torah on the sixth day of Sivan, which perfects and completes creation. And therefore, since the actual creation was in that order, the perfection and completion of creation is also in the same order. The Samsofer explains that in reality, man was created both before the animals and after the animals. Spiritually, his neshama was created before all the other animals, whereas his body was created after all the other animals. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the reason that man's body was created after the animals was for a few reasons. One is he should not get carried away with himself and be haughty, but he should be modest and humble. Also, that the minim, the apikursim, shouldn't say that man was a partner in the creation of all the other creations. Another reason, the Gemara says, they should be able to come into the midst of Shabbos immediately, and also be able to come into the seuda that was prepared for him, the banquet. The banquet is prepared before the person who's going to eat that banquet comes onto the scene, and so too, the whole world was like a banquet prepared for man to be able to use in his service of God. And therefore, even the creation of the body at the end of all creation was for the good of man, that he should recognize his place in creation as a created being, and that the whole world was created to be able for him to use in service of God, in order that he should be able to enter the world to come, which is the echo of which is Shabbos, and the fact that he should be able to utilize the world as a banquet that was prepared to him in his service of God. The Rav Shach Zatzal says that just like before the king comes, you have all of his emissaries who come to prepare the way for him, but that doesn't make the emissaries more important than the king, so too God created all the emissaries that man was going to be able to use in his service of God and in perfecting the world before he created man himself and man came onto the scene. And man has to be able to rule over himself and rule over the entire world and perfect it, not just be another player in the scene of creation and the scene of the world. And therefore, it says that if man does not function properly, then we tell him that even a mosquito or even a snail was created before you. And the Chabina Rav, the Baruch Sholem Schneerson, Zatzal, points out that these two animals are very unique in the fact that the Yitush does not have the function of getting rid of its body waste, and the snail drowns in its body waste. Meaning that if man does not know how to separate between good and evil in this world, which is his purpose, and to be able to use the world and perfect it properly, then he's worse than the mosquito and the snail, because they also either keep their body waste within them or drown in them. And man, who similarly does not know how to separate between good and bad, is in the same boat. And the Meshech Chochmah points out that a person that knows how to serve God and bring God's name into the world by using the world properly in service of God, he's like the Bechor. He's like the firstborn. That puts him before all of creation. Because the purpose, the reason why a Bechor gets a double portion, says the Meshech Chochmah, because he made the father into a father. Before that, the father was not a father. So we also make God into the Father of the world by serving Him and proclaiming His name to the world. So we become like the Bechor, like the firstborn. And even though we were created last, it's as if we were created first. And therefore man, since he was created last and the whole world was created for him, can be the best in the world or the worst in the world. He can be Tamei or he can be Tahar. All other creatures are as they are. Either they're Tamei or they're Tahar. They don't change. Man has the ability to take all of the powers within him, good and bad, Tamei and Tahar, and to make himself one way or the other. And that's dependent on man's free choice. And the free choice is manifested in speech and in one's intellect, where he decides through his speech what to do in this world, good or bad. And either one's speech through Torah can and mitzvahs can bring him to perfect the world and bring him to Tahara. As it says, Torah brings a person to all the Midos Tovos, and ultimately to purity, and ultimately to Tchias HaMesim, the ultimate eternal life. Or he can use his speech to speak Lashon Hara, which is the opposite, the antithesis of Torah, because Torah brings peace and harmony to the world, and Torah brings to Tchias HaMesim and Tahara, and Lashon Hara is Tuma and death, and it separates and brings disharmony to the world and destruction to the world. And therefore Torah is called Tov and Lashon Hara is Ra, is evil. And that's why it says Adam ki yeba'or b'soro, because Adam is the person who is created from the earth but who can be like God. And it's because man has this tremendous potential that he can become Tamei when he does things wrong, because it makes an impression on man who has the potential for good, but it makes no impression on people who anyway don't have that potential. So the ability for man, a Jew, to become Tamei with Tzaras, with Negoyim, is only because he's an Adam, only because he has this tremendous distinction of being someone who has tremendous potential. And that's why even before a person is born, how his parents separate themselves from things that are defiled makes a difference in what kind of person the child will be that is born. Even after he's born, he has to be separated from more defilement by having a bris milah. And the goal of everything is this harmony and perfection and unity of the world. And that's why it says, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Esabrius, Umekarvin LaTorah, that is the perfection of everything. That man should unite everything in service of God. And that is the reason why Negoyim are seen by the Kohen. Because the Kohen is the one who has this Midah of Shalom, Talmidav Shal Aaron, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Esabrius, Umekarvin LaTorah. And this year, Seder Tazria coincides with Parshas HaChodesh. In Tishrei, the individual man was created, and in Nisan, the Jewish people were created. And that creation started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that we, in fact, come before time. Time was the initial creation of the world, was with time, and when the Jewish people were created, we precede time, and time is given to us. And that's why the beginning of the Torah is that mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon, which means that we are in control of time. That is the beginning of Torah, and that's the beginning of the Jewish people, and the whole creation was created for the sake of Torah and the sake of the Jewish people. And this is freedom. We were given the freedom to have the freedom of choice, to be able not to be subjugated to all that was decadent in Mitzrayim, but to be free to serve God and to perfect the world together with perfecting ourselves, perfecting the world, and bringing it to the perfection that God intended it to have.